Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
And we are always thrilled to have Charles Rotblat on the show, which is great because he is the guest of the week. He's the only one who joins us twice each week. Once with the buy of the week every Tuesday, once with the sell of the week every Wednesday. And if you want to find out what he's doing the rest of the week, or if you want to find out what his picks were in case you happen to miss our show, you would follow him on Twitter where he is at Charles Rotblat. If you want to find out more about the American Association of Individual Investors or the Journal, it's AAII.com. And one reason why I always point out that you should go check it out is that unlike a guest who is, say, a value manager or a growth manager who always looks at things one way, one of the things that's great about Charles and about AAII is that they kind of embrace all strategies. They come up with different reasons. One week you could be looking at a stock that, hey, the next week you're using a different screen and this week's buy wouldn't pass that screen. So you always have to listen carefully, but that's why we want you to get more information. AAII.com. And also, Charles is the author of a book, Better Good Than Lucky. Charles, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our buy of the week is
GATX Corporation.
GATX Corporation. That is ticker symbol GMT. And if I'm not mistaken, this is a company that is in the railroad business.
It is. And Google actually says the letters stand for the General American Transportation Corporation. But the company does go by the initials GATX. And what they primarily do is they lease railroad cars. They lease tank cars, freight cars, and locomotives in North America, Europe, and India. That's where over 90% of the revenues come from. They also operate ships on the Great Lakes. They actually have the largest Great Lakes fleet, and these primarily are dry goods vessels carrying things such as iron ore, limestone, and really stuff for industries and car business. But their primary source of revenues does come from leasing rail cars and locomotives. And one of the ways they've been growing is because more companies are shipping oil by rail. We've certainly heard about some of those accidents involving oil and rail cars, but because there just isn't the infrastructure to get some of that oil out, particularly in the Shell Basin regions, a lot of oil companies are resorting to either ship or, more importantly, towards rail to get the oil shipped down south. So that's been a pretty good boom for their business. Oil accounts for about 30% of what they ship. Chemicals are 25%. Transportation is 15%, and food and agriculture is 13%. So even though they are a play on the shortage of proper infrastructure for oil, they do actually have a pretty diversified base in terms of what they ship.
Okay, but that tells me why, in general, you like the train, but it doesn't tell me why you want to get on board. Your numbers tell me that. So what are the numbers that attract you to GATX?
Well, there's two numbers that attracted me to the stock. First of all is the trend in earnings estimates. They've been trending upwards. Over the last 3 months, the consensus full-year estimate for the current fiscal year has been revised upwards from $3.59 to $4. And at a time where we're seeing more earnings estimates being revised downwards, not upwards, not only does this stand out as a positive revision, it's a pretty significant positive revision. We're talking over 10% over the last 3 months. That's a very bullish sign. The other thing is I was looking out for some more momentum plays, given the weakness we've had over the markets during the past couple of weeks. The S&P 500's down about 4%. I wanted to see what stocks had some good momentum. This stock has a 26-week relative strength rank of 87. It has pulled back in the last couple of weeks, as have most stocks have. But even over the last 4 weeks, its relative strength rank is still 70%. So it's still outperforming most stocks, even when you factor in the recent weakness, which really is market-related, not related to the stock. And I think it's important that this company did beat earnings expectations last quarter by 21 cents. If you go back to October, they topped expectations by 9 cents. So when we look at these positive momentum, we look at the positive upward revisions and estimates, that's a sign that people are expecting another big positive surprise when this company reports on April 24th. And so I think from a trading standpoint, there's certainly a catalyst you can look at. But I think from a valuation standpoint, there might be also an argument for more value growth-oriented investors as well.
So just what kind of upside can we expect?
Well, it's interesting because this company is a little difficult to value versus a lot of other companies. It's classified in the services sector. That has a median PE of about 22. If we go to the railroad industry, that has a PE of 19.3. GATX trades at a PE of 18.1. So it looks undervalued relative to both. I would say it's probably worth a little bit more than your traditional railroad company because they don't have the upkeep of all the rail lines themselves, but maybe not perhaps as much as the services industry because they do have a lot of infrastructure. They do have maintenance related to what they lease. So if we go between that, I think you could be looking at 10 to 15% upside. And on top of that, you have a dividend that pays about 2%, and that dividend's been growing. So you could actually be looking at, you know, possibly upwards between 17 and 18% if we go towards the higher end of the valuation range.
And the bigger thing here is you're getting that kind of growth with what you think is going to be nice, stable dividend and stable longer-term performance.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is going to be a cyclical company. So if the economy slows, this company will be hurt. But this is a sound company. It generates free cash flow. And like I said, I do think from a trading standpoint, it's never guaranteed. There's always a risk they will disappoint in earnings or they'll disappoint with their forward-looking guidance. But right now, the tea leaves are suggesting these guys could have a good earnings report later this month.
Well, you said it's a sound company, and the sound is this one. And you want to either get on board or not get left behind on GATX Corporation, ticker symbol GMT, the buy of the week from Charles Roplott, the guest of the week here on Money Life. Charles will be back tomorrow with the sell of the week. Charles, look forward to doing that with you then.
I do as well.
Remember, if you want more information, it's AAII.com or on Twitter at Charles Roplott. Hey, we've just gotten started on the April 15th edition of Money Life, so stick around. There's lots more to do.